it and use that time.
Yeah. Well, you've seen
amazing. You see, oftentimes the Creole language or the French language didn't have the equivalent in the English language, you understand?
Yeah.
And I offhand can't recall what they said.
Well, something you might float in, a tire had a what in it. Back in the old days, those tires had...
inner tubes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had
I pumped up many of them.
Now, back in the old days, what sort of things would bring people together? Can you tell me a little about the sort of things you'd have?
Well, now, one of the things that brought people together in the old days was the church.
Yeah.
The custom was, I mean, people here were Roman Catholics, you understand? Of course, they'd existed in Protestant countries. Yeah. They would arrive, they'd go to church in, say, horse and buggy, and those that didn't have it would walk. They always managed to arrive at church time, say a half an hour ahead of time. Now in a Catholic church, a Roman Catholic church, once you enter the church, you're not supposed to talk or turn and look in the back. You understand? You're supposed to keep your face facing the altar. So what they used to do, if the weather permitted, they would stand on the outside, the men and the women, and they usually before the mass there was the first, second, and third bell, you understand? And I think they must have been about 15 minutes apart. Well, they would stand on the outside and talk with one another, you understand? That was one way they got together. Now, the church, they often had dances. That's a French country.
Yeah.
Where the young people, for the benefit of the church, where the young...
that's okay. I just want to get away from that.
Where the young people got together and danced. Now, the custom was that the mothers, you see, they had to have chaperones in those days. The mothers sat around the edge of the home. There was benches all around. And they gossiped while the young people danced. The fathers, if they went, or the men, they didn't come in the hall, but they stayed by the front door. And they talked politics or whatever, you know, was the topic of conversation of those days.
Yeah.
Now, and the place where the dance was always had a doorman or a couple of doormen, you understand? And they also had a dance floor manager.
Yeah.
Now, those at the store, at the door, took up the collection and saw that no one entered the dance hall if he was not properly dressed, and he had to have a coat, or if he had he smelt of alcohol in any way, he didn't get in. And the floor manager watched how they were dancing. If he considered that they weren't dancing proper, he tapped them on the shoulder and called them off in a corner and let them know that they have to correct the way they're dancing. And if they persisted, well, he simply threw them out of the hall. Now, I've seen that.
Now, what would they play? Did you ever see those things they play in their mouth?
Well, right around here, they did not play harmonicas like they did in Southwest Louisiana, had the triangle or the accordion.
Yeah.
They had bands that played here in this section.
Yeah.
And they were usually Negroes.
Uh-huh.
In most cases.
Like
Negroes. Now, they around here, they had the Paul Brothers. One of the dance, local, you understand?
There's an old black man named Scott at Woodville. I want to interview him.
Now, LeMay can tell you about those dance halls because he remembers that. Where?